This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it Protect Her?
It's Protect Her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one size fits all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, July 14th. And today's pod is the best one yet.
Yes, it is.
Jack, can we talk about how jacked Mark Zuckerberg has gotten, by the way?
Are you hearing what they're calling this summer?
What are they calling it? What are they calling it, man?
They're calling it Hot Zuck Summer.
It's like he zucked Brad Pitt's body, man.
I know. I think he copied and pasted it somehow.
What's he eating these days? Twitter. He's eating Twitter. First story, what do we got on the show, Jack?
For our first story, the most trending food of the summer is the hot dog. Sales are smoking.
Because Yetis, the hot dog is really a tech platform.
For our second story, the strike in Hollywood just got a whole lot bigger.
Yetis, the Hollywood strike is now 7 studios versus 170,000 people.
And our third and final story, Delta's earnings report confirms our hypothesis from earlier in the week.
Yetis, the Amalfi Coast is beating Epcot.
Mykonos is beating the Magic Kingdom. And it is a small world after all.
The south of France is beating South Dakota.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Yeah, this is a mix of stories to go into a weekend with, Jack.
Drones. Drones aren't that novel anymore. By this point, everyone has seen a drone.
Drones are a dime a dozen these days.
Drones used to be just for military operations.
But now we're doing drones for skiing videos.
And at most weddings, you're seeing a drone taking pictures up high.
And you got drones doing real estate photos for websites.
But the latest use of drones is the wildest use of drones by far.
And what is that, Jack?
Shark patrol.
Shark patrol. Yetis, drones are the new lifeguards.
Get this. Kind of a scary fact. Across New York State's beaches, shark bites are up this year.
All right, we jumped into the data. Until last year, there were only 20 shark bites ever in New York State. But what are we looking at now, Jack?
Last year, there were 8 shark bites. And last week alone, 5 people were bitten by sharks just on Long Island.
Forget about it. Yetis, warmer waters, they're drawing the apex predator closer to shore.
So Long Island's beaches are like a deli for sharks right now.
Your body is basically shark bologna. Gabagool.
So the New York Parks Department is stepping up big time.
The New York Parks Department just unveiled a shark finding drone force.
You know the NYPD, right? This is the NYSD.
Yeah, we got ourselves the New York shark drones.
New York shark drones. 42 drones will spot sharks from the air and send messages down to the lifeguards for an orderly evacuation.
They're monitoring sharks off of Montauk.
They're finding sharks off Fire Island.
And the coolest thing in the Hamptons this summer, what is it, Jack?
It's not Sunrise Soul Cycle.
And it's not Michael Rubin's White Party.
It's a shark-fighting fleet of freaking drones.
Behold the NYSD.
The NYSD.
The New York Shark Drones.
To protect and to serve.
And to bite. Jack, let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, the newest fine dining food trend is not what you think. It's the hot dog.
The hot dog.
The hot dog.
Hot dogs are hot right now because they're a financially perfect food.
Okay, but first, Jack, the hot dog. Is the hot dog a sandwich? Let's get this out of the way.
I think a hot dog's its own category of food.
Interesting. Okay, but that which is between two pieces of bread, it's not a sandwich, is it not?
I don't speak old English.
It's not me, it's Shakespeare. But Yetis, the Wall Street Journal, they say the hot dog has become the it food of summer 2023.
And the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council confirms it.
There is a sales surge going on with these sausages from the beaches in Malibu to the bar over at Nobu. Hot dog. Their sales are hot right now.
And the best source for numbers is Nathan's, the classic Coney Island hot dog company. It's actually a publicly traded company that issues data.
Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. Jack, what's going on with the hot dog sales over at Nathan's Hot Dogs?
They jumped 11% last quarter.
Not too shabby. But Yetis, Jack and I, we should sprinkle on more context here.
The key is that it's not grocery store hot dogs that you're tossing on the grill. We're talking about restaurant hot dog sales.
Hot dogs are all over fine dining menus right now.
They've been promoted from the backyard to the bistro.
Like, we're not talking Papaya King hot dogs. We're talking like Gramercy Tavern hot dogs, Michelin-starred puppies.
That's right. A promotion from the paper plate to the maitre d'.
Not the stuff of your buddy Timmy's barbecue. For example, over in Los Angeles, there is a Pakistani hot dog with chickpea masala that's going to cost you like $25.
In New York, they're charging $29 for a hot dog with kimchi and edible flowers decorating the top.
At a certain point, the hot dog's going to have enough money to eat you.
These are some fancy frankfurters we're talking about.
But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. It's kind of ironic, but the wiener is a profit puppy.
The hot dog costs less than a burger, but restaurants are pricing it like it's a steak.
It has something to do with this funny combination of nostalgia, because like you had hot dogs in your childhood, but novelty, because you never see them at restaurants.
Yeah, we're willing to pay premium for a hot dog at a restaurant.
And if you're a restaurant owner, you're loving the economics of these hot dogs.
Because that high-priced hot dog, it costs less than just about any other meat for the restaurant to prepare.
And we don't want to offend anyone here, do we, Jack? We do not want to offend anyone here.
Sorry, but it's true. It's a bottom tier cut of meat.
Add it up, Yetis. High price, low cost. That is a fat profit margin for the low margin restaurant industry.
Hot dogs have always been a seasonal favorite in the summertime.
July happens to be the biggest month for hot dog sales.
But hot dogs, more and more, are finding a permanent place on the menu of nice restaurants.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone eating hot dogs?
Never underestimate the power of a platform.
All right, Yetis, here's what Jack and I are thinking. A key reason hot dogs are taking off, it's the same reason that tech companies did.
There's an analogy here between media and tech and hot dogs.
Here's what we're thinking. The hamburger. The hamburger is like traditional media. Its content is limited.
It's got meat and toppings, but they're both hidden from sight by the bun.
There's not much flexibility when it comes to the hamburger as a form of content.
But the hot dog, it's a foundation for infinite content.
Yeah, the hot dog is like a tech platform.
You can put anything on a hot dog and everyone's going to see it.
You can put a shaved beef on a hot dog bun. Have no bun at all. You can wrap that doggy in a tortilla.
The Wall Street Journal put it nicely. The hot dog is a vehicle for endless interpretation in a way that a burger never can be.
Like the iPhone, a hot dog is truly a platform.
You can build just about anything on a hot dog.
For our second story, Hollywood just stopped. The actors are joining the writers and are going on strike today.
No new television shows or new movies are going to get made in Hollywood until a deal gets reached.
Yetis, today, day number one of the actors' strike.
Which means both actors and writers, like the entire creative part of a movie in production, is on strike.
And they're striking over pay, and they're striking over artificial intelligence.
The pay part's obvious. The AI part, here it is. They want the studios to commit to not replace actors with AI-generated versions of actors.
Like, they want to have DiCaprio, not AI Caprio.
Seems like a fair request.
We'd prefer the actual Caprio.
But this is an epic matchup worthy of a Hollywood movie.
Yes, it is, Jack.
But the Hollywood movie can't happen because everyone's on strike.
Great point, Jack.
Hollywood shut down as of today.
Now, Yetis, we'll jump into the details here. On the one side of the table, you got the seven big production companies.
First, you got the old school studios like Disney, Universal, Sony, and Paramount.
And then you got the new tech giants like Netflix, Amazon, and Apple.
On the other side of the table, you have 170,000 actors and writers.
Yeah, you got the writers who write the scripts and the actors who actually read those scripts.
And last night, there was a dramatic moment, actually.
Oh, this was big. This you couldn't have scripted, Jack.
The cast of Oppenheimer, which I'm very excited to watch next weekend. The cast walked out. They walked right off the red carpet of the UK premiere of that movie in solidarity with the other actors.
It actually felt like we were watching a Spielberg movie when we saw that happen.
So the strike is on. But we have to tell you about the wild headline we saw 2 days ago about this strike.
Because one side of this debate is willing to make the other one starve. Literally.
According to Deadline, studio executives are going to break the writers.
Okay, here's the studio strategy. They're just going to wait it out until the writers go broke.
They have a lot of money and they know that the writers don't have as much money. So when the holiday season is approaching, they know the writers are going to be short on cash and desperately crawl back to the table to negotiate.
Because Yetis, remember, the actors just went on strike yesterday, but the writers have been on strike for 71 days.
And the writers aren't household names either.
71 days without pay.
So the studios plan to starve them out.
Exactly. In fact, what did one studio executive say, Jack? Because this was wild.
They called this a cruel but necessary evil.
Which is kind of like admitting you're willing to do evil.
It does sound both cruel and evil.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies over in Hollywood?
We've seen this movie before. New tech requires new rules.
Yetis, the last time the actors went on strike was 1980. Back then, they were scared of this new thing called the movie rental.
Yeah, writers and actors were worried that they wouldn't get a cut of money made from movie rentals, of money made at Blockbuster.
Yeah, they were actually scared of the Blockbuster situation.
This time, the new contentious technology where money is being fought over is streaming.
Streaming, because right now, actors and writers get paid once, and any money the movie makes on streaming just goes to the studios.
So actors and writers want a piece of that streaming upside.
They want a piece of what's called the residuals.
So in a way, we've seen this Hollywood strike before. It's like a rerun of what happened in 1980.
New viewing tech requires new rules for who gets paid what.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
For our third and final story before the weekend, Delta just reported record revenues and record profits. Delta.
Wondering why? It's international travel. Americans are stamping their passports this year.
Stamping those passports. Yetis, Delta, they just kicked off the second quarter earnings season and they did it with an upgrade.
How's your portfolio, Greg?
I'd say strong to quite strong, Jack.
Yetis, Delta's profits rose by 73% to an all-time record last quarter.
Jack, you want to whip up another number for us over there?
The stock is up nearly 50% so far in 2023.
Yetis, we all knew that this was the summer of travel because you're probably stuck somewhere right now, but we did not know what kind of travel it was.
But Delta's earnings report is a treasure trove of information about how we are traveling this summer.
Jack, can you sit down, stand up, and take us over to Terminal 4 over there?
Delta's revenues for domestic flights increased by 8% last quarter.
Congratulations, Florida.
But revenue for transatlantic flights jumped by 65%.
Congratulazioni, Florence.
Get this, Nick. Revenue for transpacific flights?
Talk to me, Jack. What do we got?
It jumped by 175% last quarter.
Congratulations, Fukushima.
CEO Ed Bastian summed it up best with this quote.
Anywhere you go in Europe these days, you're seeing an awful lot of Americans.
There's an epidemic of Americans in the French Riviera right now.
Can someone put butter on my olive oil on my pasta?
Ed Bastian went on to say, we haven't been able to get there in like 4 years, so there's a lot of pent-up demand to travel abroad, and that demand's going to stay for some time.
Jack, can we say it's a little less St. Louis, a little more St. Bart's?
A little less Des Moines, a little more Deutschland.
Jack, forget New York. We're doing old York. So what's the takeaway for our buddies in the travel industry?
Have a hypothesis.
Yetis, Jack and I, we had a hypothesis about international travel. And you know what? It was right.
This week, we noticed that Disney World was empty, that Cape Cod has a bunch of vacancy, and that national parks had lower attendance than previous years.
So Jack and I built up a hypothesis that Americans were traveling abroad instead of domestic.
We said it earlier this week. 2023 is the year Americans stamped their passports.
Boom. Later this week, Delta's data just proved it. Their new news confirms that hypothesis.
The scientific experiment is complete.
And the financial experiment would have been investing in that trend, wouldn't it, Jack?
Yeah, we could have made a well-informed bet and bet on stocks that would have benefited from international travel.
And honestly, Jack, we really should have done that. Why didn't we do that?
Yeah, we could have put money on Delta. Why didn't we do that?
Still not sure why we didn't do that, man.
We'll save that for next time.
In the meantime, it is gratifying to have a hypothesis, especially when the data clearly confirms it or refutes it. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for the real Friday?
Hot dogs are the it food of summer 2023.
Like a tech platform, you can build just about anything. You can scale just about anything off of a hot dog.
For our second story, actors and writers are both on strike now. Nothing new is going to happen in Hollywood.
Yeti's new technology requires new rules for who gets paid what.
And our third and final story is Delta. Their second quarter earnings show Americans are traveling, especially abroad.
So Jack, we had a hypothesis and we probably should have invested in it.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah, we should have done that.
We would have made a nice return.
It would have been pretty fun.
These next two stories weren't in the pod, but we think you need to know today.
First, the FDA just approved the first ever over-the-counter birth control pill.
The U.S. joins 100 countries that will allow the sale of the pill without a doctor's prescription.
And finally, the World Health Organization says that aspartame, which you can find in a Diet Coke and a lot of other sodas, can cause cancer.
But if you're drinking normal amounts of soda, you should be fine.
Now, time for the best fact yet, but this one is actually a correction that Jack and I got to make about the pie.
Yeah, I'm opening up an envelope here. It's from Waystar Royco. It's a cease and desist.
Interesting. Let's go on.
Because yesterday we said that Cousin Greg got zero Emmy nominations.
And we have got to apologize to the entire Roy family on this one.
Cousin Greg got nominated for an Emmy.
Not too shabby.
In fact, just about every cast member on Succession, including Jerry, got an Emmy nomination.
Even if you got wasabi in your eye, you got an Emmy nomination if you worked on Succession.
Is that LaCroix? Don't pour LaCroix.
Cousin Greg, we apologize. Yetis, you looked fantastic all week, especially Professor Silvera's business class over at the University of Panama City. And why is that, Jack?
We publish a Pop Biz Pop Quiz. 5 questions on this week's pod. We publish it every week.
And Professor Silvera's class takes our quiz every single week.
And you can too. Go to go.tboypod.com.
Go.tboypod.com to play our weekly Pop Biz Pop Quiz. And Jack and I will see you Monday.
Can't wait.
This weekend, celebrate some wins. And before we go, a congratulations to all of our French Yetis out there. Enjoy your Bastille Day.
And happy Schnapzahl birthday to Oran Aronson, who's turning 55.
5'5", that is one heck of a Schnapzahl.
And happy birthday and happy anniversary to Stephen Cavanese in Syracuse, New York.
And Henry Parko is turning 3 with the pool party down in Phoenix.
Happy 26th birthday to Joseph Malassa in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
And Anika Galani is turning 12 over in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Happy birthday to Renee Bueno in Glendale, Arizona.
And Amanda Gamino, enjoy that birthday down in Dallas.
And happy birthday to Vitaly Pachikin, the master of Microsoft over in San Jose.
And Umesh Manetti is celebrating that birthday on a very nice lawn over in Pennsylvania.
Congratulations to Megan Rupnik, who's finishing 3 weeks of her waitressing gig.
And Brooks and Bevan Young have a new baby girl born on June 27th over in Boston, just outside Boston.
And congratulations to Jason Smithson and Chloe Frederick, getting married after 1,356 days of dating.
But who's counting?
But who's counting?
Chloe definitely is counting.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, Disney, and Netflix, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.